opportunity to address some of the grave human rights abuses that the women migrant workers frequently suffer in Saudi Arabia, both at the place of work as well as during their immigration procedures, in particular arbitrary immigration detention. Based on the evidence presented in our joint submission prepared by the migrantright.org and the Global Detention Project, we urge the committee to advance the five following recommendations. One, that Saudi Arabia end all form of the administrative detention of the migrant woman worker based on their immigration status, including the de facto in so-called detention shelter operated by the private contractors, where there have been a repeatedly allegation of the abuse and treatments and poor condition. Two, that the country improve its transparency and accountability in its treatment of migrants, women, and family during their immigration procedures. And this should include publishing up-to-date list of all the set of detention center and disclose details of the contractors managing the women's shelter, including any successor of the company that have replaced the former company that by the name of Sakan. We have received numerous alarming reports about the treatment of women in this shelter, but accountability and management remain unclear. Three, that the country should end its obstacle regime, which is unjustifiably criminalized women attempting to escape the exploitation, and this system led to a detention and further abuse, trapping vulnerable women in the circle of exploitation without access to justice. Fourth, the country should end the immigration detention and deportation of a woman who become pregnant at the place of work. And this woman should receive the same level of maternity care provided to the national woman, and not to be punished or expelled from the country because of their pregnancy. And lastly, that the country should fully incorporate the domestic workers into its labor law and ratify the ILO Convention 198 concerning the domestic workers' right, and this will provide a vital protection and reducing the risk of arbitrary detention and exploitation. I thank you.